Five Stations of Life from Which to Achieve the Highest Goal, by Krishna's Mercy.
Vipada santu taha shashwat. Tatra tatra jagadguru. Bhavto darshanam yat syad. Apunar bhavdarshanam.
Quote, I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. Queen Kunti speaking to Lord Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1825.
1. Unmarried. The four Kumaras are brahmacharis for life. They perpetually following the vow of celibacy. They are able to best serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead through this choice. 2. Married. Queen Kunti worships God directly in his avatara of Sri Krishna. Kunti Devi's prayers are wonderful in the sense that she asks nothing in return for her worship. She even goes as far as to pray for difficulties to return, for when there is adversity, there is always remembrance of the great well-wisher to her family. 3. Gainfully employed. In the Lila of Sri Rama, there is the interaction with the boatman. This person has a simple occupation. It would not normally stand out, but his devotion ends up attracting God. Rama asks to be taken across a distance upon that boat, and the person at the helm is able to provide valuable service at a much-needed time. 4. Childhood. It is said that Maharaja Parikshit used to worship the Supreme Lord while as a child. There is also the famous example of Prahlada Maharaja. Though the child is a dependent of the parents and caretakers, they still can carve out an area all their own, a kind of playing field to dedicate thoughts and prayers to the one who is always close by.
Yo ma pashyati sarvatra. Sarvam cha mayi pashyati. Tasyaha na pranashyami. Sacha me na pranashyati.
Quote, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.30.
5. A renounced mendicant. The acharyas within the Vaishnava tradition are typically worshipped within this stage of life. This is likely when they became prominent in their efforts to serve in the mood of choice. Without being hindered by attachments and daily responsibilities, they were able to compose beautiful poetry, write books, give lectures, travel from here to there, open temples, and accept disciples who would continue the culture moving forward. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada explains that a person can achieve perfection from any station in life. By adopting and practicing the principles of devotional service, the travel is essentially the same. We can use the example of a person interested in personal fitness. While at home, they follow a standard routine of exercise and nutrition. They hit the gym on a regular basis, flowing through exercises in a series. They do the repetitions to target the different parts of the body, with regular intervals of rest. It may so happen that the same person has to travel a great distance. Maybe to attend a wedding. Perhaps as part of a business conference. In the hotel at which they stay, there is no fitness facility. There is no opportunity to visit a gym. This does not mean that the exercise routine has to be interrupted. Rather, there are ways to adapt to the situation. Similar exercises can be conducted in a bedroom, with a little creativity and ingenuity. This means that the march towards the goal continues, despite the change in circumstances. In the same way, success in devotional service is not based on the station of life. This only makes sense since there is no guarantee to progress through a standard flow. A person within student life must have the potential to achieve success. Otherwise, consciousness of God would be dependent on material evolution, and God is certainly above all the modes of nature.
Traguniya Vishya Veda Nistraguniyo Bhavarjun Nirgvandvo Nitya Satvastho Niryogakshem Atmavan.
Quote, the Vedas mainly deal with the subject of the three modes of material nature. Rise above these modes, O Arjuna. Be transcendental to all of them. Be free from all dualities and from all anxieties for gain and safety, and be established in the Self. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.45.
The recommendation is that we stick to the principles of devotional service in whatever circumstances we find at the present moment. There is the saying, bloom where you are planted. Not that we will artificially inhibit growth or needlessly torture ourselves in a perilous condition, but we should know that simply changing stations will not automatically carry a positive impact.
Na cha sita tvaya hina na chahampi raghav. Muhurtampi jivavo jalan matsyavino dhrito.
Quote, O Rama, you should know that just as fish cannot survive when taken out of water, neither Sita nor I can live without you for even a moment. Lakshmana speaking to Lord Rama, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand, 53.31.
There is the example of Sita Devi worshipping her husband, Sri Rama, within the forest. Whether near the mountains of Chitrakuta or roaming the abandoned fields of Dandaka, she continues in her dharma. The same for Lakshmana, who is Rama's younger brother. They look to Rama as their everything, like the fish attached to the conditions of the water. In closing, attachment at the base. Not after conditions to chase. Changing from here to there. Mattering how much aware. Consciousness on him fixed. Whether alone or with others mixed. Sometimes praying for difficulty to return. Easier towards Hari to turn.